Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and of course, my Blog Talk Radio community. And those who may be joining me in the chat room, I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. And later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, if you didn't know it, this coming Wednesday is Valentine's Day, which is why I wanted tonight's guest, who is a relationship expert, Miss Christy Flynn, to share with us some ways that we can better manage our time and our life in order to make time for love. So many people say they're too busy, their schedules are hectic, they can't do it, but sometimes it's just making sure that you make that a priority. So if that's something you want in your life, and it could just be not only a relationship, with a partner, but it could be building a relationship with a friend, building a relationship with a family. I hope you enjoy the interview I had with Christy. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing some tips in my Taylor's Tip Time and, of course, my product suggestion, my app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion of the week. And I'm curious, because we're talking about love, Valentine's Day, is there something that you are holding on to that you will never let go of? Is it a piece of jewelry, piece of furniture? Is it a letter? Is it a stuffed animal? I would love for you to post it on my social media page. But before I bring on and the interview with Christy Flynn, I wanted to share with you the 7 gifts given on Valentine's Day. And these are the top 7. Number 1, of course, is greeting cards. Number 2 is candy. Number 3 is flowers. Number 4 is an evening out. Number 5 is jewelry. Number 6 is clothing. And number 7 is gift cards, just in case anybody out there is trying to think of a gift to give for this Valentine's Day. And our guest this evening, relationship expert Christy Flynn, is on the hot topic of the National Love Radar. You can't find love, your current relationship is in danger, and you need help. Well, tried online dating and it's not working. Christy resets your compass and teaches how to find love, how to repair toxic relationships at home and at the office, and has the tips and tricks on how to find and keep lasting love through online dating. Hear what people are saying about relationship expert Christy Flynn. Working with Christy was the best decision of my life. Christy understands me, and it was just so easy. So you can find relationship expert Christy Flynn is changing the dating scene in Canada and, of course, globally as well. And, of course, you can find out more by just going to ChristyFlynn.com. Of course, you will be able to find a link on the show page. So without further ado, I am going to share my interview with Christy Flynn. Well, listeners, I am excited because we have relationship expert Christy Flynn with us. And as I was sharing with her a little bit earlier, sometimes we want relationships, but we feel that we don't have the time. And that is why, because Valentine's Day is here, and I wanted Christy to come on and share with us, just because it is. It's about developing a plan. If you want love and a relationship in your life, you've got a plan for it. So thank you so much, Christy, for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
My first question before we get into all of my other questions is, what made you decide to write the book, your book?
Well, I had been journaling from the very, very beginning, and when I went back to reflect on what I was writing, I realized that at the very beginning of the process, getting into dating after a 26-year relationship, I had toxic thoughts. I was a bit negative, and I didn't have the confidence in myself at that time to be ready for a relationship. And it was the process that I went through, and I looked back and connected the dots and saw that when I did attract someone to me, it's because I did this this kind of worksheet that I do with clients. I got clear on what I didn't want in a relationship. So I knew exactly what I did want in a relationship. And then I thought, well, I have to pay it forward, because I didn't want people to go through what I had gone through. I wanted them to see how possible, how easy it can be, and that it is possible when you change your thoughts, you change your words, you change your energy. And I just thought, I have to do this. And it took me about 5 weeks to put it all together.
Oh, that is awesome. That is wonderful. So when you're talking about changing your thoughts and your energy, what are people really saying when they say they're ready for a relationship?
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
I said, what are people really saying when they say they're too busy for a relationship?
There's a couple of parts to that. They think they're busy, and my opinion on that is that's laziness. A relationship takes work. It's an investment. It's much like a bank account. You have to make deposits in order to take out money, right? So you have to invest in it. You have to nurture it, just like a plant that's growing. Time, make time. That's an excuse. That's a very lazy excuse. I think what they do is, I hear it, people use the word hard. It's hard. Online dating is hard. Dating is hard. I can't. And those words you're attracting this energy to you, and you're actually going to deflect anyone into your life. Does that make sense?
And it does. It does. I mean, because I have done online dating, and it wasn't hard. It, like you said, it's work, but you have to think of the reward you'll get when you do find that person. So it's like anything else. You just have to, like, sit down and plan and really have, like you said, you went through and you have a worksheet you do with your clients on what you want, what you don't want. And that's, you know, that's how you make it work for you.
Exactly. And another thing is, people actually bring their past to their present. They're caught up in getting hurt from a past relationship. They're caught up in so much of the past that they're so focused on what they don't want in their life, and it's all negative. So that when they're in the presence of someone who's really great, they don't even see them. It's the emotional baggage the emotional work that I do with people is to take all the emotional blocks out so people can actually get into a place that they're attracting who and what they want into their life.
So continue.
Well, what I wanted to say is that these trapped emotions, these negative energies from the past, they cause this depression, anxiety, and they can actually block people from love and happiness. And there's this buildup of what's called a heart wall. People build up this armor around their heart, and they're not going to be able to attract love into their life until we're able to get through armor so that this energy can be released and that they can actually have what they want.
That's good. That's good. So when somebody has really decided that this is a year and another Valentine's has come by and they said, you know, what are some simple ways people can make time for love? Because I think in all of the technology and the schedules and the travel, people feel that they just can't do it. But what are some simple things that people can do to make time for love?
Well, I think, first of all, they have to take out of the complication of it. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be this huge event. You can set time aside to make dinner together, have a date night. You know, it can be indoors. It could be a coffee date. One of the things that I do every day with my boyfriend, this is very, very simple. We're always playing music, so we dance. Romance is about connection, and you have to have a connection with someone. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, you have to be close. The problem with people get so busy and disconnected, they lose that connection, and then when they realize there's something wrong, they're worried. So it's all about both people coming together and connection. It can be so simple. It does not have to be difficult, hard, or, you know, an expensive dinner, expensive gift. It doesn't have to look like that. Keep it simple and easy.
You know, and I agree with you because I think some of the most memorable and best date nights I've had lately is just, you know, maybe ordering takeout, deciding what movie to watch, and just like kind of sitting on the sofa curled up and just kind of enjoying each other's company, because sometimes schedules and this, you're always constantly moving, and sometimes just sitting and just being still is really good. And sometimes it's just like watching a documentary and discussing things. But you're right, it doesn't have to be, you got to get dressed up, you got to go to a restaurant, you got to from the restaurant, and you got to go this, and this. Sometimes it's just the simple. So I definitely agree with that. So for somebody who decides, they person who wants to change, what advice would you give them to open up themselves for a relationship or making time for love?
Well, first off is they have to figure out what they want, and there's that process that I go. So getting clear on what they want to have in their life, to get really honest with themselves, and putting themselves out there. You can meet anybody anywhere at any time. There is what's called the 3-foot rule. Strike up a conversation with anybody wherever you are, at the coffee shop, in the grocery store, and be genuine, like you're actually really interested. Emotions, when it comes to emotional work, make sure that you're letting go of the past. Focus on the future. You cannot attract someone to you if you're still holding on to past hurts, past emotions, whatever that may be. And I mean, if they want, anybody who's listening wants more information on that and how to release some of those emotions that may be locked in, that we can talk about that. I find that meditation really, really helps, and it's very rewarding to get connected to yourself, because when you have a true understanding of who you are and what you want at the emotional level, spiritual level, that makes a huge difference. Taking care of yourself, too. It's all about your physical, mental, and spiritual health. So when you're taking care of yourself, that makes a big difference. So it's about the foods, you know, taking care of your physical fitness, and getting yourself out there to experience life. When you're in, the problem with technology today is people are so much disconnected and staying in their home that they don't know how to connect. They don't know how to socialize. And we got to get back out there and turn the phone off and the TV off for a bit.
You know, and you're so right, because I realized for myself, I didn't go on dating, but then I decided to take a break. And I guess during that time, I just kind of focused on me. And it was interesting, because once that season was over, one day I'm just out walking down the street and all of a sudden somebody said hello to me. And that was like 3 years ago. And I'm still, and even people, they're amazed. They were like, you found somebody just walking down the street? Yes, it still happens. And like you said, you have to connect, because it amazes me a lot of times when I'll go out and I'll see people and they're at a table together and everybody's got their phone. It's like, well, why did you even bother to come out tonight? If you're going to keep constantly looking at your phone and you're not going to have a conversation with the person. So you're right. We have to disconnect. So, Christy, you shared one way that you and your boyfriend with dancing. Is this something that you maybe do regularly to make time for love?
One of the things that we have done recently is we order food in. It's actually this company puts together recipes and all the food needed to make a dinner. So we make dinner together. We help each other out, and at the same time we're trying new recipes. And it's all about that connection. If you want to talk about the physical part of love, that's essential. And even if you're busy and you need to schedule it in, most men need the physical connection. They need that physical touch. And that's another way that people can stay connected. So there's two-part answer to that.
And you're right. And I think sometimes people think that if you have to schedule things in and plan things in, it makes it boring, it's not spontaneous. But, you know, you really are more in tune. When you know what's on your schedule, you know that time is just slotted out, and it just really helps, because it makes the other person, I know I feel really important when I know, okay, I'm in the schedule. So it's all about me. You know, I always say I'm spoiled. So it is all about me. I'm in the schedule, so I don't take it as not being spontaneous or fun, because it can be fun. Like you know, you cook dinner together. We like watching movies. Sometimes we like watching documentaries, just finding out things about history and discussing it. That's our thing. So whatever works for people. Well, Christy, you have just given people some simple tips and strategies on, you know, just thinking about that they have the time. If they're ready for love, they have time for it. So how can listeners get in contact with you, to work with you, get a copy of your book?
They can reach me through my website, ChristyFlynn.com. They can also connect with me by email at Christy@ChristyFlynn.com. One of the things I wanted to also say, that I wanted to gift a call with me, a 15-minute call, to gain access to the emotional work that I do right now. It's called the emotional code, and seeing if we can help release some of the emotions that are blocking them and attracting love to them. And the book is online, Amazon.com, on Amazon.ca, and if anybody's listening from Europe, there's the Amazon UK as well. So they can access the book from anywhere. If they're interested in learning how to date, it isn't necessarily about a guy or a girl. It actually applies to all relationships too, because we're still dating our partner and gaining confidence. So that's really, really important. So if they'd like to gain access to their free 15-minute gift call, they can connect with me on my website.
And, of course, listeners, like I always do, I make sure that I have a direct link to our guest website. So when you go to the show page, his name, and it will take you to her website. Christy, thank you so much for taking time to join us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
Yes, that was Bob Lewis of Closet and Storage Concepts, and if you are on their mailing list, and you may have gotten an article that says Fall in Love with Your Space. And this is a great time because we're moving into the spring, so you'll want to get those garages and those closets and those other areas. You want to get some systems in place, so make sure you reach out to them or reach out to me, and I can connect you with them. That was a great interview from Christy Flynn, and she gave us just some simple things that we can do. A lot of times, like she said, you don't have to do the dinners and you don't have to go out. You can just stay home and enjoy each other's company, and you can use those strategies that she shared to build a relationship with a friend, to build a relationship with family members. So I would suggest for those of you who are looking to really build some relationships and want some strategies to reach out to Christy and get the 15-minute gift call. So please reach out to her as well. Every listener, a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get organized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. All you do is download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. You go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That is audibletrial.com/get organized. And this week's audiobook is Time Management, How to Achieve Work-Life Balance, Accomplish Your Goals, and Live a Happy Life. I thought that would be a perfect complement to our topic this evening on just how to make time for love. And it basically helps you define your happiness, how to balance your work, how to balance work, and how to identify and dump the time wasters, how to create a plan that will offer greater professional achievements and richer personal relationships, how to set and maintain personal time management boundaries, because sometimes we have to say no, and, of course, how to have courage and confidence to enforce those boundaries. So, again, how to define your happiness, how to identify and dump the time wasters, how to create a plan that will offer greater professional achievements and richer personal relationships, how to set and maintain personal time management boundaries, and how to have the courage to maintain those boundaries. So, again, it is Time Management, How to Achieve Work-Life Balance and Accomplish Your Goals and Live a Happy Life by Russell Davis. That is my audiobook selection for this week. So moving right along, just making sure I check all of my screens here. Of course, for those of you who want to get organized, but want to do it in a supportive setting, I would suggest that you become a member of my Get My Life Totally Organized private Facebook group. Last week, we focused on the closet This week we're continuing moving around the bedroom and getting rid of things and organizing things and repurposing things. And of course, in this group, it's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, videos of your organizing challenges, and receive strategies from me. We've got the Organize 365 Challenge, just where every single day we toss something, and I'm beginning to post the things that I tossed on my Pinterest page on the hashtag ShowYourThrow. And then, of course, we've got the weekly declutter focus. So like I said, last week we were focused on the closet. The week before that it was the bedroom, and we're just working our way around. And, of course, every week we have a live organizing Q&A. And this week, of course, we won't have it because it's usually on Wednesday. So, of course, Wednesday is Valentine's Day. But that's what we do. And, of course, you know, you can actually get strategies and tips from the other members. You get encouragement. It's a wonderful supportive group. So all you have to do is go to my website at janetmtaylor.com. And for $1, you can just test the group out for a month. If you like it, you can stay. And after that, it's $7 a month. If not, you are free to leave. So there's no long-term commitment. So come on and join us over at the Get My Life Totally Organized group. Well, it's Taylor's Tip Time now, and I want to share with you 5 ways to love your space. To love your space, that's the key. Number one, get rid of the stuff from the toxic relationships. So whether it was a toxic professional relationship that didn't work out, you need to get that stuff, those contracts, those files, that information out of your office. Or if it was a personal relationship that was toxic, you need to get the trinkets and all of the cards and whatever out of your space. Number two, get rid of the stuff you can't wear or use. Everything in your closet, in your drawer, and in your space should be something you love. So get rid of stuff. Every time you look at it, you don't feel good in it. You feel whatever. You fill in the blank. You don't feel like yourself. Because there are certain things, like when I put on red, I feel like very powerful. I feel very beautiful, and et cetera. I can go down a list. Red is my color. But sometimes we have those things in our closets that just drain our energy because we put them on and it's like, oh, because I used to have a pair of sweatpants. And it was like, you know what? I'm getting rid of all of these things. They don't make me feel good. So get rid of that. Create a memory box of all the things that you love. You know, for me, I have a memory box of all the little trinkets of my mom. I don't have everything, but I have a little trinket. So do that. Take photos of the things. Take photos, maybe put them around your house of things you love, and do a yearly purge. Do a yearly purge to get rid of stuff out of your home and out of your life. Just like you do spring cleaning, maybe once a year, 2 days before Valentine's Day, your birthday, spring, whenever, the new year. But make sure that everything that you surround yourself with, you love. You want that energy in your home and your life. So make sure that during Taylor's Tip Time, you make sure you cleanse your house of anything that you do not love. And if you need any help with that, you know, you can always reach out to me, and I can do virtual sessions. It could be just an hour. And you could do, we can do Skype, we can do FaceTime, where you can show me your space, and I can share with you some of the things that you need to do and get rid of. So be sure to check out my virtual sessions, no matter where you are globally. I've had clients in other different countries, and basically it could be a conversation. You could send me videos, you could send me photos on how you can really get rid of the clutter and love your space. Well, of course, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, and, of course, your posts on Facebook. Of course, I want to thank you so much for being a part of my social media community. And thank you for watching my videos on Periscope, subscribing to my YouTube page. And, of course, make sure, you know, this week why don't you check out my Pinterest board and check out that space where Janet loves red, and you'll get to see all the things that I like that are red, or you can check out the animals that I like as well. So that's just a little something different this week. So tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday, because you know today is Monday. And tomorrow on Toss It Tuesday, but throughout this week, I want you to enjoy the gifts, but toss the boxes. That is my Toss It Tuesday tip for you. Because this week you'll be getting all kind of gifts and boxes, and you may be getting flowers delivered in containers, etc. Get rid of the box and keep the gift. That's my Toss It Tuesday tip for you. So moving right along to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for the week. My app suggestion is Bond. It's a super simple, clean app that also reminds you to call, text, or email friends. You choose what you want to keep in, who you want to keep in touch with, and how you want to contact them, and how often. And with Bond, sends you notifications. You just open it and touch the call, email, FaceTime, WhatsApp app, or etc. So this is something that's easy, because sometimes you get so caught up in what you have to do that sometimes you do need a reminder. I know one girlfriend and I, we have periodically, I would say every 2 or 3 months, we actually call each other, and the best time for us to talk is usually Sunday mornings. So sometimes you have to schedule in that time, and I am getting to a place now where when I think about people, I'll just text them or I'll call them, etc. So sometimes we need apps to help us, and that's okay. So the app is Bond. So the next is a product. It can add a personal to a dresser or vanity, and it's a personalized glass memory box. And this is from Exposures Online. You know, you may have your jewelry, your rings, or you just may have a few pieces sentimental that you want to keep. And this is a great way to keep it. It's a personalized glass memory box. Ideal for tucking away notes, jewelry, knickknacks, and more. And you can also get it inscribed as well. So that's from Exposures Online. And, of course, my repurpose suggestion this week is just taking old jewelry and using it to attach it to frames, using them as magnets, using them as bookmarks. Because sometimes that jewelry is sentimental and you're not ready to give it away and part with it. So do something like that. And actually, in one of my conversations with my Facebook group, we were talking about jewelry and organizing jewelry. And one of the things that came up is I have jewelry from my mom and I'm not ready to let it go. And, of course, neither am I. So that is why I went out there and I did some research and I found out different creative ways people are actually repurposing jewelry. And as a group, the local people, we are going to get together and we are going to have our own little jewelry repurposing session. So I'll show you photos of that, etc. But my repurpose suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my app suggestion can be found on my Pinterest page. I have a board of apps that will help you stay organized, a board of products that will help you stay organized, and a board of repurpose ideas as well. So make sure you check that out. The quote for the week is, a negative mind will never give you a positive life. And, you know, Christy touched on that when she talked about relationships. A lot of times we bring all that toxic junk into the new one, or we just have a negative outlook on life about online dating or dating in whole, or just relationships. And relationships can never be, rebuild or get better. So sometimes the negative mind will never give you a positive thought. So always think about that. So that's why it's key to surround yourself with positive people. It's key to put inspirational quotes in your home and surrounding on your wall sometimes. It's important that when you wake up in the morning, if you feel like that, listen to something motivational and inspirational. I do it. I do it every morning. Before I get out of bed, I go to a specific inspirational video on YouTube, and that gets me going and gets me out of the bed because we all need motivation. So, again, a negative mind will never give you a positive. So, next week, we will be having the organized pet owner, Charlotte Reed, who is a pet expert. And, of course, that's just a few days from Love Your Pet Day. And then we'll have Mastering Your To-Do List with Kina Baker of Grind Different, because later this month it's Single Task Day, not Multitask, Single Task Day. So she'll be joining us. And, of course, next month we have Tara Colquitt, and she'll be joining us in regards to getting our credit in order. And then Andre Friedland will be coming to us and how to, you know, really spring clean our image. Our image, you know, it's getting near spring, believe it or not. So we need to kind of clean out the closets, get rid of the clutter, and really think about what kind of image we want to portray in the new season. So that will be coming up. And, of course, we'll be talking about clothes. We'll be talking about, you know, organizing our hair and beauty products and so much more. So I do want to let you know that I truly appreciate all of you. And, of course, if there is a specific topic that you want me to talk about, please let me know what it is so that I can go out there and I can find a speaker who is an expert in that area. So, again, if there's a specific topic you want to know about, that you want an area you want to get organized, then just, you know, go to my website. There's a contact page and just, you know, let me know what that specific topic is. So I would love and appreciate you to do that. And, of course, if you're listening to me via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and Coalition Radio and Overcast.fm, I'd like to hear from you, too. I just want to hear from you. I just want you to say, hey, Jen, I listen to you at such and such. I would love to hear from you. I want to let you all know that I truly, truly appreciate you. It has been right now the exact number is kind of slipping my mind, but it's been a few years since I've been doing this podcast. So as we approach Valentine's Day, I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you who are a part of my Blog Talk Radio community, but also all of you who will be listening to this podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. I truly appreciate all of you. Because of you, I am able to continue to do what I love to do, despite the setbacks, despite the technology challenges, which we are definitely going to be working on within the next few months. I truly appreciate your continued support. So, of course, please go to my website. You know, make sure you are on my mailing list. And so because I am resuming the newsletter, and, of course, this week I come out with another edition of the newsletter as well as my blog. Check out my blog, you know, make comments. Let me know how you are doing. I know you're listening to this because you want to get your life in order, but let me know if there, again, if there's a specific area I can help you with in that, please let me know. But I truly want to thank you once again for tuning in. And please share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And please, of course, visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, have a clutter-free day, have an organized week, and happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter yet organized.